My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we are wondering if the love between Davin and his scammer Belinda is real or not. So listen and enjoy.
I go, would you prefer me as a wealthy porn writer or a poor comedian? Pip?
Poor comedian.
Joe?
I'm going to go for poor comedian.
Poor comedian for the win.
Mm-hmm.
I go, how come? If I was wealthy, maybe I could help you more. She goes, I know, but you can't help me if you were dead, and those bad people might hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if there's bad people that's going to hurt me, she wants to know them personally.
Well, you can't milk the cow if you don't feed it.
She was about to roll you a year ago.
There's that chance, but I might have gotten sold from those people.
Yeah, it's a different,
this is a different
writer. I think this is a different, this is a different team, Joe. I guess. I feel bad, though. She goes, why do you feel bad? I go, because you were looking for somebody to take care of you, and all you found was me. Sad face.
Mm.
She goes, well, I made that decision, and I should stand by. I've invested this much time into you.
Yeah, right.
So it's like a real marriage.
Yeah.
The decision to be with me once I became broke. She goes, be with you anyhow you are. Good answer, Belinda.
Whoa. Nice volley.
Thanks, babe. Are you home? She goes, oh, sorry about that. I got home about 10 minutes ago. Good. I go, I worry about you. She goes, thanks for that. Well, I better get going. I have a long drive ahead of me. She goes, where are you performing? I go, Bristol, PA. I go, do you listen to me when we speak?
Yeah.
I tell her it's in Pennsylvania. She asks how long it is. I go, 2.5 hours. I go, I got to go. Have a great night, doll. Sweet dream, smiley face. She goes, safe journey, hun. Love you.
Oh.
Heart. I go, love you too. She goes, bye. And that is March 15th. 2013.
Year of the Lord, alright.
So, any thoughts before we get out of here?
Beware the Ides of March.
Well, you want to know something, you say, don't you remember anything I tell you? I think she's had pretty good attention to detail on a lot of
things. We got the same writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like it used to be.
I mean, she's bringing some stuff up that, like, we're even going, oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
You know,
yeah, she remembers. Well,
you got to remember it's also been a year for us. You know,
right.
It's a period of months
for
her.
But you got to remember on my part, I'm back in that year.
That's true.
Getting all the clear. And I
did, you're not that far ahead, though. You're in September.
I know, but I didn't, you know. There's some
and we both went,
like, really?
Duh? Really? I don't
so what do you
that
what do you
either.
Think? Think this is real? Think she can't tell me the truth. Think the next video chat will be her and me, and she can never tell me that truth because she knows I'll flip my lid.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's keeping the lie to keep the scam going. I think those are very two distinct possibilities.
But the whole thing is, like I said before, you posed four questions to her that she danced around, and then two paragraphs later she's telling you, I want you to know the truth. Well, damn it all, why don't you just tell me 5 minutes ago?
Yeah. Yeah, no. Still not really. I mean, interesting scammer.
Interesting scammer. That's my pet name for her.
The interesting scammer. Though,
she's
yes.
the best.
Interesting scammer.
Hasn't threatened to put a bullet in my ass.
No, and after some of the things you've said to her, you deserve it.
Oh, I push her buttons.
Oh, my God.
I just, it's like such a world of, like, non-truths, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like a transparent. I'd say from the past hour, looking into both stories, it's like such a transparent world where you don't have anywhere to lean on. You know, you don't know who to believe, who not. There's not one solid, concrete thing in the past two stories that we've done in the past, what, hour and a half since the break?
Yeah.
In the past.
That's true. No, I was really going to the Comedy Works in Bristol, PA that night. It's true, Joe.
Yeah, you know,
I had a gig.
I
know that's hard. Well, you think that's the biggest lie that we've heard, but
as Davin said earlier, like about him to me about being the voice of reason in certain situations and how frightening it is. Davin is the touchstone in both of these stories because he's the only thing that's real in both of them.
You should be scared.
Yeah,
but you know, but here's the interesting thing. You know, when I'm dealing with all these people, I seem to get different reactions than most people do. I don't. Maybe they can sense the crazy in me.
It's not that, Davin. It's you're operating from a non-emotional. Excuse me. You're operating from a non-emotional place.
Right.
That's what I do in my marriage. Works well.
I do it too.
I don't invest in that
Me
either,
not so much.
So I'm fine.
But you're operating in a non-emotional place.
Yeah.
Where you're looking at things totally different.
But this is a different take from you, because in the past you've accused me of being too much invested with Belinda.
True.
But with the news story creeping up, you know, the news story with that woman from Japan.
Ann Jackson.
Ann Jackson. You're operating from a non-emotional place. I mean, still, with our regular story, there's been a little slip. Even tonight, there was a little, you know, a little aw shucks in you, you know?
Yeah. She's my special scammer gal.
But
yeah.
But still, I mean, when you take a break, like, really, you know.
Listen, if I didn't, let's be realistic, if I didn't have my wife,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't as cynical as I am,
right.
and I'm a single guy, you could fall for this scammer.
Yeah.
This is the type of scammer where Joe says, well, if you were emotionally involved, you would overlook that. This is the type of scammer you could fall for. Now, keep in mind, I would probably be a boring sod. You know, I'd probably be, you know, I love you. You're wonderful. But, you know, I got the wife and kids. I'm not going anywhere. Right. And so I can make up.
That's where the Vassiola sisters come in.
you love the crap I add, don't you?
I just, like I said, I'm like thinking things in the Zoom and I'm like, the Vassiola sisters. Jesus Christ.
That's why people who have not been with us over the years that we've been doing it, because we go back to 2012 already.
Yeah.
I really got to go back. You miss a lot of the craziness, which sets up what we're doing now.
That's amazing to think we started that in 2012.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't believe it.
So you like where we've gone with Belinda?
Yeah.
Gave you a little bit of interrogation?
Yes, like that.
You think I get the video chat?
I don't know, but I am very intrigued to see, very interested to see where that goes, because that video chat is a very important thing,
mm-hmm.
Where you're going with this relationship.
I'm going on record right now and say, even if I do get the video chat, Joe's going to move the goalpost again, like he always does.
Because if you do get the video chat, where are we going in the – where when we get to the point, if you do get the video chat, quite possibly you might.
Had it before.
I'm not doubting that. Now, in you get that chat, where are we going to be in that chat? What are we going to discuss? Have we moved forward? Have we backwards? Are we still spinning our wheels? The video chat is no more than you and her writing back, but you see her on camera. Is it going to still be more the same, or are we going to get to some concrete, heart-thinning things? You even said, well, I want some answers to some questions, and I'm sure you're going to have them. Are we going to get these answers?
Yeah.
That remains to be seen. Even if you get the video chat and you're still not getting the answers to the questions, you have the video chat. Hey, that's great. Good for you. Where are we now?
I guess if you're invested in this, you got to keep coming back.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.